She puts the pictures that didn't make the grade into another folder. And as she drags the shots across, she accidentally pulls up a file of older photos taken when she'd been unwell. These pictures are full of shadows and flares, exposure anomalies Ruth had attempted to interpret as forms and faces, her mind making patterns out of the loosest connection, until she'd convinced herself her sister really was in the background, having seeped out of the hole Ruth had made for her in the wall, to haunt Ruth, or punish her. Ruth didn't care. Looking at these photos now, Ruth again experiences a twinge of empty hope that even after all these years, Tam might walk in the room, fresh-faced, laughing and saying, "How'd you going there?" Before Ruth closes the photo folder, she comes across the shots of Sandra's house taken around the same time, when Ruth had sneaked down the back path with Bess in a buggy and held her phone over the trellis of the high wall to take pictures of where her eyes couldn't reach. Every aspect of Ruth's world then had been filtered through a bright paranoia, and she'd become obsessed with what went on in Sandra's house and why she'd never been invited inside. Ruth squints at the image open on her laptop, picking out a shape in Sandra's lounge she'd once imagined was a figure behind Liam, a mottled, dense texture in the corner of the frame. But it's obvious now that there's nothing else in the blurry dark apart from walls and doors and furniture. She slams her computer shut, relieved she's no longer crazy enough to spy on her friends or give any significance to what she'd been convinced was real. Giles's face is lit up by the aura from his laptop, and he multi-screens with the TV on in the background, canned laughter plugging the spaces of the couple's lost conversation. Bess is restless and wakes intermittently, her cry fuzzing the baby monitor. Ruth waits for Giles to take his turn to go up to this tiny being they created with love, who now sets them so far apart. But he remains on the sofa, his shift over for the day, unlike Ruth's working day that never ends. After an hour of trudging up and down the stairs, Ruth shoves her computer on the coffee table.